Welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides, and we are here today to speak with you about when the answers don't come. Many of you have asked us this question. When you are in a situation in your life and you do ask God, the universe, what to do next, or what is going on, or what is the best and highest action for me to take? And it seems that you do not have an answer, receive an answer. Let us tell you, dear ones, that when you ask from the presence of your being, and you humbly listen, the answers do come, even if it is to wait, or that God is creating new opportunities and it is not time yet. They are on their way to you, but they have not arrived. Or it may be to simply rest, to simply relax. The Western culture is quite impatient when there is no activity to be done, because busy, busy, busy seems to be the mantra. And if you are not active and in high activity mode, then something is, quote, wrong, or you must be slacking off or not doing what is the best and highest. This is incorrect, and we wish to tell you this because often we see when you ask, you are looking for an answer that is about activity and taking big steps and going in big directions. So we ask you to, when you ask for guidance, to come from your central core, that quiet knowing space within, and then listen. As we have described before, Spirit's guidance, God's guidance, is simple. It is clear, like the ringing of a bell. And when it comes, if you have more questions, ask. This is how the universe works. It is an asking and receiving, asking and receiving. So if you are, for example, unclear about the answer that you receive, which is something like, it is time for you to rest, or do not take any action now, things are in the works, be patient, trust, allow life to unfold to you. If you have a follow-up question, for example, well, how long do I need to wait? Even as you ask this question, you will know that you are asking from a limited perspective. But do not hold back. Do not judge any of your questions or say to yourself that that question may be not as spiritual as you would like. Go for it. Ask your questions. If you ask the question, how long do I need to wait? The answer will come. For example, the answer may be, ask again tomorrow. It could be an infinite number of answers, but God is always present. Life is always present to respond to your questions, to your needs. Life and your life is intended to express the infinity of God's goodness, imagination, wholeness, completeness, joy, spontaneity. All of these things are your birthright. You are an aspect of the God that created this realm, and it is manifesting through you. The God force is manifesting through you. Allow yourself to align with this. Do not allow your ego mind to get grumpy and grumbly and kick sand in your face, which is what it would try to do, especially when you hear answers that are from God that do not make it happy, because it would, bottom line, want to keep you fear-based. When you listen to God's guidance, there is no fear when you take the steps or when you pause. Whatever the guidance is, there is no fear. There is only love and peace and understanding. If you will allow yourself to experience this, it will help you over the times when you become frustrated because you feel the answers aren't coming that either you would like or that you believe you need in this very moment. Allow God to do God's work in God's timing. You are cared for, dear ones. Every aspect of your being and of your life is cared for by the God that created you. Every moment, every aspect. Surrender to this, and you will know the peace and the freedom of living your life according to God's will, God's plan for you. And it is not counter to what your spirit wants. It may be counter to your ego mind, but this mind is the one that would hold you in shackles, in prison, to fear. Allow yourself to expand into the full knowingness and trust in God, in good. Ask, listen, ask again, keep asking, keep listening, and then moving forward with the progress that is designed in your being and for your life stream, including this lifetime. We ask you to practice this week and to see what comes up for you. If the voices of fear come up, or frustration or anger or impatience, you know where those voices are coming from, your ego mind. So simply turn to those voices and say, "You are not allowed in this exercise right now. I am practicing. I am in training. This is part of my evolution for my greater good." Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.